All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. Aggravain is on. Judy Anita is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. General Plowman is on. Robin Aroni is on. Patty K44 is on. JGCK is on. Greg Ninemon is on. Right, Richard Perry 49 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. 50925 McDonald is on. Mike Griffith is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Skunk 71 is on. Luann 5 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Spoken 007 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Levin Carl 11 is on. Conservative Waffle is on. ED20 is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Golf Master 1 is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. DK Jackson is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Blade Runner is on. Jenna Fogg is on. Mark 1069 is on. Keeper 1376, who I met at church, is on. Let me see here. Aphrodites is on. Sheila K is on. Uncle Wally is on. Jim Brody is on. K4 VMS is on. Snarl Barkley is on. D9597 is on. Let's see. Peg McGroin is on. Mimi 2424 is on. Let me grab two or three more. Let me see here. Bob Corley is on. Jenna Fogg is on. Two more here. Lizzie 859 is on. Looking for my last one here. No Soul Left Behind is on. So we got our latest controversy here. And then it's no controversy to me. And we're gonna walk the line of nuance. And this, of course, to everybody who's watching this podcast and everybody who's actually a real conservative or a real Christian conservative, a real Christian conservative nationalist, we will all understand these things because we understand nuance, because we understand common sense. And we're going to talk about how Jimmy Kimmel has now been canceled, and as he should be. Canceled not by you and I, not canceled by government decree, not canceled by Donald Trump, not even canceled by the FCC, leveraged by the FCC, leveraged by Donald Trump, but not actually canceled by Donald Trump, which would then be a violation of the First Amendment. That has not happened. Jimmy Kimmel, and Aaron said this right before the show started, we all need to probably understand one thing about Jimmy Kimmel, is that probably he's canceled because his money, his show is hemorrhaging money. Just like Colbert was losing tens of millions of dollars per year because nobody's watching. As anybody on this show, watching this podcast right now, there's legitimately 1,423 people watching this podcast right now. Have any of you ever watched a single full episode of Jimmy Kimmel? And your answer is no. Maybe you're the one exception that's yes. But most of us, you never ever, just like you never saw anybody die of COVID, you never watched a Jimmy Kimmel episode. So I have no idea who's on his shows. I've never watched one single second of Jimmy Kimmel ever. Except for the clips that are clipped onto Twitter. That's it. I've never watched it. I've never had any interest in it. Now, to show the comparison, back in the day when you had Jay Leno on, watched him frequently. Johnny Carson watched him all the time. David Letterman watched him all the time. And I know that outside this, Jay Leno's pretty conservative. Johnny Carson was definitely pretty conservative. And David Letterman is a leftist, but nobody knew that back then. You know why? Because David Letterman did not conduct his show as a leftist propaganda site. He just had everybody on. He never talked about politics. And all you get out of Kimmel, all you get out of Colbert is politics. That's all you ever get. Credit to Jimmy Fallon, he has both sides of the aisle on. We know he's a leftist. You can tell he's a leftist. But he doesn't propagate leftist narratives on his show. He tries to keep it an entertainment show. But that was obviously not the case with Jimmy Kimmel. So the main reason why Kimmel got canceled was because he wasn't making any money. Now, we could say that. People would be like, no, because Tucker got canceled and he was the number one show on cable television. That is true, but it doesn't apply to Jimmy Kimmel. Again, walking the line of nuance. Because the example that I was about to say was, anybody who's making a lot of money is not going to be canceled. Except if you're a right-winger. Because you had Tucker's slot canceled twice for false allegations. Bill O'Reilly's allegations that could never be proven of sexual harassment. I'm not saying they weren't true, but they certainly were never proven. Bill O'Reilly was the number one show on cable television. He was canceled for some sort of sexual harassment allegation on a show. And then you had Tucker canceled for yet to be named reasons. It's never actually been named. And he was absolutely, all of us can remember, hey, right now, 1776 are watching. Awesome. Tucker was even bigger than O'Reilly, was absolutely huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge, okay? So, and he was canceled. So I was about to say, nobody gets canceled if they're making any money. That is the rule, though. If you're actually making a whole lot of money, nobody's going to cancel you. But if you're not making any money and you decide to be an incendiary idiot, then you're probably going to be canceled. If you're going to just bold-faced lie on your show like Jimmy Kimmel did, where he said that Charlie Kirk's shooter was a right-winger, I mean, you're just an idiot. And then you're going to mock the actual shooting and blame the shooting on Charlie Kirk. You're probably going to get canceled because you're already hemorrhaging tens of millions of dollars per year.
Yeah.
All right, so let's lay the groundwork for all of this because, of course, according to the left wing, the sky is falling and we have become a totalitarian regime because really within a matter of the last 3 months, Kimmel and Colbert have been canceled. So the whole country is now falling apart. The First Amendment is gone now because those two are canceled. Now, again, I'll just go from bottom to top here. I was canceled. I mean, I was canceled when I was doing a Facebook Live with 17 people watching. That's not a joke, by the way. I got banned for the entire week of the election in 2016. I got banned. Me. I had 17 people watching, and I got banned. I mean, literally banned. I couldn't, because I used to boost it, try to get as many people watching as I could. I would go from 17 to 30 watching, something like that, 15 to 30 people watching. And I just did it every Thursday, went out for 30 minutes in my truck and did a Facebook Live, mainly on just church stuff, faith stuff, Bible stuff. But, of course, shockingly, it would lapse into some politics.
Well, no.
I mean, every now and then, it lapses in there. But anyway, by mistake.
Of course.
By mistake, never planned. But anyway, so suddenly I got banned for my 17 viewers for a week. Lo and behold, it was for exactly 1 week before the election. I got banned until a day after the election. Then suddenly I was allowed back on. And then to the largest people, you can just go up. And you have all, I'm going to try to be nice to the right. You know, I always try, you know, Aaron, you know, I always try to be nice.
Always.
I mean, I'm always right. I mean, it's always first and foremost on my mind to be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have, going to the biggest, you have Alex Jones completely banned off of YouTube, and he's making like $10 million a month.
Yeah.
On YouTube, banned into oblivion, never to return. Still not allowed on YouTube. You had Bongino banned on YouTube. You had Bannon banned on YouTube. And I'm just wondering, Aaron, can you side by side that? Because here are the crybabies right here. Where are all these people? I'm just curious. These are all the people, and there's many others. We got montages of videos, but all of them are claiming that it's a violation of the First Amendment to ban Jimmy Kimmel, but not Steve Bannon, not Alex Jones, not Dan Bongino, not Steven Crowder. Aaron, if you think of others, chime right in.
Yeah.
Myriad of others that were all banned off of social media. And again, and I don't mean to cry poor all the time. I'm just telling you, I have 30,000 followers on Facebook between me and the church, and I have nobody watching right now. Nobody. And I mean, and Zuckerberg went and complained to Joe Rogan right after this election because now he's trying, he gives $1 million to, you know, to Trump, to the inauguration, and he says he's going to clean it all up. Nothing's been cleaned up. I'm still banned completely and totally off Facebook. YouTube seems to lighten up. By the way, TikTok's coming around. TikTok's coming around, starting to get some following. I still, by the way, don't get much on Twitter, even with Elon, who's owned Twitter now for a couple years. I still can't get a foothold on Twitter. Still have nobody watching anything on Twitter. But anyway, I have 7,000 followers and nobody watches anything. But anyway, seriously, it's just the way that it is. I don't know what it is. It's just, it's algorithmic banning. It's, you know, it's algorithmic limitations that they put on you, shadow banning. But none of these people ever complained about any of that. And by the way, what we heard constantly, you're going to hear this a couple times tonight. What we heard the entire time was it's a private company. They can do whatever they want.
Yep.
Well, that's what Nexstar, I think is what it was called, that ended up banning Jimmy Kimmel. That's a private company.
Yeah.
They're a consortium of TV stations that said we are not going to show Jimmy Kimmel. So why is everybody complaining? Why is this a violation of the First Amendment, but not banning Alex Jones? I mean, can somebody explain that to me? How is this a First Amendment violation, but not Biden's FBI, DOJ, and State Department meeting every week with Mark Zuckerberg? And according to Mark Zuckerberg, little cuck boy that he is, they were screaming at me. They were screaming at us to take down posts. That's what was happening every week. And they, and then Facebook, while allegedly Mark Zuckerberg says that he was very offended by this, he provided them with a digital backdoor for them basically to flag post themselves so that Mark could cooperate in taking him down. So the federal government was coming in and flagging their own post, flagging your post, my post, and everybody else's post. And then Zuckerberg go, oh, that's what the federal government wants taken out. Okay. And then that was all fine. Now, has Trump sent his FBI to meet with these television stations? No. Is he using his FCC director? Yep. You know why? Because you have to have licenses. And if you're, this is what every, this is the game that everybody wants to play. There, it was no problem for Lois Lerner under the Obama administration to go after 501c3 conservative organizations like Tea Party, go after them and try to imprison them. That was no problem at all. But us putting leverage on the left via the FCC, like, you know, maybe your licenses aren't going to be renewed if you decide to show abominable speech. And again, nobody's going to prison. It's only a violation of the First Amendment if someone's going to prison. Those are the rules that the left has set up. And what's really interesting about this is, and I don't mean to deep dive so much into this, is that the FCC, those licensures are actually given by the federal government. So they have the right to revoke them. Would everybody agree?
Yeah.
So they can actually stipulate the rules in which you get them and which they are taken away. Now, on these platforms that banned Alex Jones, Bannon, and Bongino, like YouTube, like Facebook, like Google and everybody else, here's the problem with Facebook and YouTube. And all the other ones too, like Instagram, like TikTok at the time, like Twitter at the time, under Jack Dorsey, is that all of them have Section 230 exemptions. That they're not allowed to ban speech or they lose the exemptions. But none of them ever lost the exemptions under the Biden administration. And under the Trump administration, I would love to see the FCC. I would love to go whatever entity it is that needs to go talk to Mark Zuckerberg about his Section 230 exemptions. That is, the exemptions, what a Section 230 exemption is, if those of you that don't know, most of you do, is you are a platform and not a publisher. Therefore, you cannot be sued for the content on your platform. You can be sued for your content on your published media outlet, whatever that may be. If you're a publisher, then you are responsible for the content. If you're a platform, you are not. Simple as that. But lo and behold, all of us, I mean, to this day, Bannon is banned. Bannon, I'll just use the three that I've listened to the most. Bannon, Bongino, and Alex Jones are all still banned off of Facebook and off of YouTube. The only reason why Alex Jones has made a comeback is because Elon let him back on Twitter, of which he was also banned for many years.
Same with Nick Fuentes, actually.
Nick Fuentes, too. Yeah. So, and here's the thing. Well, I don't like what Nick Fuentes said because he says racially incendiary things. So what? It's a platform.
Yep.
You can say whatever you want. It's a platform. You can't be held accountable for it. And if you're going to get, now the Section 230 exemption means you can't be sued for the content or held liable for the content on your platform. Now, if you are a publisher, then whatever media outlet you provide, you are accountable for whatever you put on there. So we have been unfairly banned from platforms. They are now being fairly banned from publishers and claiming that the First Amendment has come to an end. Here are some of the complaints. Tom Elliott video, play for me.
You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are providing misinformation out there.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
If people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block. It's really hard to govern today.
This is a matter of corporate responsibility. Twitter should be held accountable and shut down that site. It is a matter of safety and corporate accountability.
The First Amendment is not absolute. It does not protect any single thing anyone says. And there are limits, and that's important. And what this committee has been trying to do for the last year and a half is to chill the federal government from monitoring what is going on social media.
When you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. I believe that when it comes to broadcast television like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways.
So let's just go back there. So you have Ketanji Brown Jackson say the First Amendment government, the First Amendment hamstrings the government. And this person is on the Supreme Court and says that who swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. She took an oath and then says that that very Constitution, i.e. the First Amendment, hamstrings the government. Isn't that the purpose of the Bill of Rights, is to hamstring the government? Then you go, let's use some of the other ones. Kamala says that Twitter should be shut down. AOC says that the federal government should be regulating TV, which she got what she wanted, according to them, although that didn't happen. I'm just using their own arguments, because AOC will say right now that the federal government is regulating network TV by taking down Jimmy Kimmel, which she just said she wanted it regulated. So she wants it regulated when it's Tucker Carlson, but not regulated when it's Jimmy Kimmel. Got it. The First Amendment, another one, backing up Ketanji Brown Jackson, is another brilliant politician by the name of John Kerry. He said the First Amendment is in the way, is a hindrance for proper governance. These are the people now complaining about Jimmy Kimmel. Tim Walz says that there is no guarantee to free speech if it's disinformation. Okay, so I guess Tim can never talk again, because that's all that Tim says is disinformation. That's all he espouses. And then Jen Psaki says that if you're going to ban them on one platform, they need to be banned off all platforms. These are the Democrats that are now complaining about Jimmy Kimmel being taken down. Put up the next one for me, Will. And Wokeness tweet. This is absolutely brilliant summation. Brilliant summation. This End Wokeness speaking to the Democrats. You destroy lives over memes. I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, Douglas Mackey, who was imprisoned for putting out the text Hillary to win meme.
Yeah.
Remember that? And of course, we have another one where a Democrat did the exact same thing and was never even investigated. And she's all over social media, did the exact same thing, and nothing happens to her, but Douglas Mackey, and he's exonerated now, but basically spent all of his life savings, bankrupted, persecuted via the prosecution, because he put out a meme, said, hey, text Hillary to win, and everybody knows that's a joke. You destroyed our lives over memes. You banned us from social media. Hello, here we are, DLP podcast. You have 900 people live. Again, I'm just mean to cry poor all the time, but I'm just telling you, it's pretty tough. You work hard. Aaron worked at the time. It was me and Aaron and my son, and we were working hard. And we were getting 1,000 views an hour rolling. Yeah. 50,000. Our last actual free speech post on unfettered, unbanned, unregulated post on Facebook had 50,000 views and rising 1,000 an hour.
Yeah. Unboosted.
Unboosted. I mean, boost nothing. Yeah. Okay. And then we were banned, and then we've never been back since. That's the whole thing. You're like, you're still on it, Tom. Yeah. But I haven't been able to add a friend in 4.5 years. I mean, I haven't been able to add a friend, I have nothing. So, I mean, none of our stuff goes out. Nobody knows when we're on. I don't think it even gets broadcast on Facebook. I don't think it even goes anywhere. I think it just stays right.
Yeah, we don't even go live
page.
On there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's no good. Aaron's already taken us off. But anyway, yeah. I thought we were back on. But anyway, you banned us from social media. You fired us for not taking the vax. You tried to imprison our president. You killed Charlie Kirk and celebrated. No, I will not pretend to be sad for even 1 second when you people get eaten by the monster you created.
Yeah.
This is the fight you wanted to have. You wanted to leverage governmental power against people's ability to communicate. Fine. Now that's what we're doing. Okay. And by the way, we're not even doing it like you did. All that we're doing is Trump basically puts out a post. Basically, this is it. Jimmy Kimmel sucks. And then all of us on social media, proliferate, for lack of a better term, his video mocking the death of Charlie Kirk. And that puts pressure on the people. It's a consortium of a lot of different entities when it comes to network television, local, local and national and everything else. It's basically like all this giant franchise on top of franchise system.
Yeah.
But it puts pressure on people to not broadcast it. Well, that's basically what we're doing. We don't have our FBI meeting with them. We're not doing what the left did. But this is the game that you wanted to play, was to pull people down for speech you didn't like. Well, we don't like that speech, so we're having them put down. We're having them taken down. There you go. I mean, our own way, our own lawful way, unlike they're violent. Zuckerberg and Dorsey, and I can never remember the name of the person who owns YouTube, because it's the same person who owns Google. I mean, it's the same CEO, and it's a consortium. Talk about a consortium. Cluster bleep.
Sundar Pichai.
Yeah, Sundar, whatever his name is. And it's not even clear that he even owns the whole freaking thing. It's just weird how it works. But anyway, that's all on purpose. But anyway, you know, all of those are platforms. So they're illegally taking down speech. Perfectly legal what we're doing with Jimmy Kimmel. By the way, he's not being taken down. He's being taken down by the people who own the company. That's it. That's it. We didn't take him down. It's not a violation of the First Amendment unless you send the brown shirts in there and lock him up for speech. That's not happening. It's happening in Great Britain every day, but that's not happening here. So nobody's doing any of that. And what the leftists wanted to do was leverage power to take down speech. I mean, I'm banned off of YouTube for life. You're like, Tom, you're on YouTube right now. Yeah, because we formed another channel, and YouTube has decided to allow some measure of speech, but any chance they get, they ban us whenever they can.
Yeah.
They take us down whenever chance they can. But anyway, we're not doing, and again, that's illegal. They're not allowed to do that. They're a platform. Otherwise, they need to relinquish their 230 exemptions, the 230 liability exemptions. But anyway, so this is what they wanted. So this is the monster that you wanted. You wanted the monster of taking down speech. We're taking down speech legally. Give it to me, Aaron.
Legally?
We're doing it legally. They do it illegally. They do it illegally. We're doing it legally. I didn't ever want to take down speech. Ever. I don't care what Kimmel does. I don't even know who Jimmy Kimmel was. I mean, I don't even care. Who watches that? I don't know. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who's ever watched Jimmy Kimmel. So, I mean, I don't care. But this is the monster you created. Now enjoy it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that you also reap. If you plant banning speech in the ground, what's the only fruit you're going to get out of it, guys?
Banning speech.
Banning speech. Yep. That's it. You're not going to get anything else out of it. You're not going to get freedom out of banning speech. That's the way it is. All right, go to the next one for me. Jason Cohen video. New Benny Johnson fires back and claims Jimmy Kimmel getting yanked off air is an attack on free speech. Play for me.
My program and my producers continue to hit the bricks and call local stations, call the local affiliates, and ask if they are going to be broadcasting Jimmy Kimmel, given the FCC's commentary and given the liabilities that Disney has put on them. And a huge compliment to Nexstar and a massive compliment to Sinclair Broadcasting, who both told us in statements that are now public, that they are going to end the Jimmy Kimmel show. They're going to rip the Jimmy Kimmel show off the air. That took Jimmy Kimmel out of 37 million households. I didn't make that decision. Brendan Carr didn't make that decision. It was the affiliate stations. These are the organizations that own the actual broadcast stations. They manage them. ABC News simply creates the content. And so this is absolutely the free market. This is the local stations declaring that they will not try to defend the indefensible, and they said so in their statements. So this is absolutely and 100% justifiable. Sorry for the long answer, but it is important for everybody to understand this is not an attack on free speech. This is not because somebody told a naughty joke that we don't like. This is because Jimmy Kimmel did the indefensible, and he victim-blamed Charlie Kirk's political assassination on himself, on Charlie.
Yeah, let me make this clear to everybody, too. Trump's done nothing. The FCC's done nothing. You just had the FCC make kind of a tour around the networks, kind of making veiled threats. But the FCC's done nothing. Trump has done nothing. Did Biden do stuff? Oh, yeah, the FBI met with Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and YouTube every week and took down our posts. Every week took down our posts. Banned. All of us are still banned. Zuckerberg, where are you at? Still banned. That's why we're no longer on Facebook. Getting banned.
Yep.
So we're still banned, all right? And am I claiming that the First Amendment's gone? No, I never have made a First Amendment claim. I've made the platform versus publisher claim, because the reason why Facebook exists as it does is because it's a platform, not a publisher, but they're banning people based on being a publisher, but get the exemptions of a platform. Yeah, it ticks me off. You're wondering what it is. But Benny Johnson explains it here. It's Nexstar ABC and Sinclair Publishing. They're the ones who took them down. Left. That's your argument. That's what you told me. Private company can put on or take off whatever they want. Okay. You've just been eaten by the monster you created. And here's, again, and I don't mean to be redundant, folks, but I cannot help but get lost in the weeds of things because I want everybody to understand the particulars. Nexstar and Sinclair are both publishers and have the absolute right to take off anything they want.
Yep.
Facebook and YouTube and Google and at the time Jack Dorsey's Twitter do not, but did. And there was no complaints by the left then. I mean, think about it. Right now, Kimmel is being rightly banned. And they're complaining. And then when we were all unlawfully banned in violation of Section 230, no complaints. When Biden was meeting with the leaders of the social media outlets every week to flag posts, and as Zuckerberg said, they were streaming at me. No complaints from the left. None whatsoever. I mean, I constantly heard basically that if you're going to be anti-vax, you don't allow to talk.
Right.
And that's what we heard. And that's what was actually enforced upon me too, because all I said was ivermectin works, and I was banned off of YouTube for life. All right, let's go to the next one. The Blaze video. So let's look at some comparisons. Let's go back and forth. And Will, you can run these consecutively. The Blaze first, Brian Stelter. This is so serious. Let's look at Stelter now and Stelter 2021 when you and I were getting banned. So the Blaze is Brian Stelter. This is so serious. So Mr. Potato Head is back. He's like Orange Man now. You want to talk about Orange? Aaron, side by side. That's him. He's Orange Man now. That's him. Orange Man. I mean, he's lost some weight. Good for him. So he's a smaller version of being a potato head. But anyway, so Blaze is up first. Brian Stelter, this is 2025. This is like yesterday or today. This is so serious. America is a less free place, that's Brian Stelter. And then you have Western Lensman video, 2021. Here's Stelter in 2021. Stelter blasts people crying about cancel culture. Play it for me.
Even though we're talking about comedy, this is so serious, Aaron. Yeah. America is a less free place if late night comedians cannot do and say what they want. Of course, they can be tuned out. People can change the channel. That's how we vote. That's how we have our say in America. But this really does have a chilling effect across the American media. And it's not just me saying it. We've heard from the group FIRE in the past few minutes, the free speech group FIRE, yeah, saying, quote, the government pressured ABC and ABC caved. Quote, we cannot be a country where late night talk show hosts serve at the pleasure of the president. But until institutions grow a backbone and learn to resist government pressure, that is the country we are. And just one more note, Aaron, I've heard from Brendan Carr in the past few minutes. He's very pleased about Nexstar deciding to preempt the show. He has not officially reacted to ABC's decision yet. But when I told him about ABC's decision to go ahead and basically, this is a cancellation unless the show ever comes back, he did send me a GIF. He sent me a celebratory meme as his reaction, Aaron. It's as predictable as the sunrise. Democrats win elections, and then Republicans say they are being silenced. But while some cry cancel culture, let me suggest a different way to think about this. A harm reduction model. This harm happens all over the place. In the words of a recently fired Fox News editor, news consumers are both overfed and malnourished at the same time, gorging on empty informational calories, indulging their sugar fixes of self-affirming half-truths and even outright lies. It's impossible to make all those lies go away, but they can be reduced. All right? Harm reduction. But instead, we get this over on Newsmax. Look at this. Biden's plan to destroy America. It looks like some crazy comic book movie or something, or some action hero movie. That's what we get on Newsmax. Here's what we get on Fox. Tucker Carlson declaring that unity for Dems means locking up their opponents. And quote, you can now be arrested for saying the wrong thing. What? And the government is at war with its own people. What? This apocalyptic stuff is day in, day out on these channels. It is part of a radicalization pipeline that pits neighbors against.
All right, so there's Stelter in 2020 saying that we were calling it an apocalypse. Now, what is he calling it today? This is so serious. America is a less free place of late night comedians cannot do and say what they want. This really does have a chilling effect across American media, says Brian Stelter. And then, so when that's happening, it's so serious when Jimmy Kimmel is taken off the air. But when it's Republicans and conservatives and Alex Jones and me and everybody else taken off the air, it's, as Will pointed out, harm reducing. It's okay as long as it's harm reducing. Well, who's going to be the arbiter of harm? Well, remember here is the stoic, the majestic, the all virtuous Jimmy Kimmel, Greg Price video. Remember when Jimmy Kimmel said that people who didn't get the COVID vaccine deserve to die? Play for me.
Hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Advocating for death again, as he advocated for Tesla firebombings also. Advocating for death, just like he did with Charlie Kirk. Advocating for death. It's like I told you, wherever you find lies and dead bodies, you'll find the Democratic Party. There's Jimmy Kimmel advocating for death again. Not one thing he said was true. Not only is he advocating for death of the unvaccinated, even though we never showed up at the hospital because we don't get sick. But anyway, he's also advocating for death because many people could have been saved by ivermectin and they weren't because of the propagating of Jimmy Kimmel and people like him, calling it horse goo. The Nobel Prize winning medication that billions of people have taken is horse goo. I mean, what a lie. It's just, and he was lying with his latest controversial statement that got him in all this trouble by saying that Tyler Robinson is conservative and is MAGA. He said it. Jasmine Crockett, one of the same.
Yeah.
Jasmine Crockett espoused the exact same thing from Capitol Hill today. I mean, it's Charlottesville all over again. The fine people hoax over and over again. It's the four officers died on J6. Lie over and over and over again. And if we had legitimate media, these people would be expelled from Congress, expelled from normal society. But the media is them, so if they don't expel them. They don't expose them, and it doesn't cause them to be expelled. Remember, here's Chuck Schumer. These are all the people crying, saying that America now is less than what it was. America is now falling apart because Jimmy Kimmel's been taken down because the Trump administration allegedly pressured Nexstar and the other media, Sinclair, to take it down. Well, it's a matter, they can pressure them all they want, and they never cried when Biden was actually pressuring social media companies who have a 230 exemption to take down our speech. No problem at all with Chuckie Schumer then. America video flashback. Here is Senator Chuck Schumer pressuring Fox News to not allow Tucker Carlson to air his show. Play for me.
These lies. Continue. Tonight. Rupert Murdoch. Admitted they were lies. Said he regretted it. Special obligation.
All right. Is that going to be every video now?
I don't know.
All right, that's not good. All right, well, let's go right to the next video. Let's see. PBD podcast video from Kimmel again. This did not age well. Play it for me.
Fox News has severed bow ties with Tucker Carlson after all these years. They are parting away.
All right, we're having some kind of technical problem, which I don't know exactly what I'm going to do to fill the air for I don't know how long now, but we are having some sort of technical problem because all I have basically is one video after another. So, hey, Will, let's go to this. No, I don't have that. Never mind. Let me try to find something to go to here. Shift up to Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson tweet. We'll go at another angle. Then we'll go back to Kimmel. We'll go back to Kimmel after this. We'll see if we get it all fixed. Aaron, do whatever test you want to do, and we'll see if we can get all of our stuff fixed.
Roger.
All right, so here we go. Tommy Robinson. So here's the flip side of this issue. So the flip side of the issue is, here you have the left claiming that we are taking away their First Amendment rights. Obviously, that's never happened. We are the ones that have been victimized by having our First Amendment rights taken away. So what's really happening is what's happening in Great Britain. You have Tommy Robinson tweet here. Now, this is where the left wants to be with us, but not us with them. But when you open up this Pandora's box on the left, you get it back on the right. But we on the right, when we ban people, so I don't even like to use the term because Kimmel was not banned by the government. Kimmel was not banned by a platform with a 230 exemption. Kimmel was banned by other leftists. This is ABC News. This is an ABC Nexstar Sinclair affiliate. Does anybody believe that is actually right wing? Do we believe that Nexstar is right wing? and ABC is right wing. They're the ones who banned Kimmel, not us. They did it. That would be akin to Real America's Voice banning Bannon. That never happens. So understand, because right now it's you. The simplistic argument is you ban us, we ban you, but we're not banning them the way that they banned us. We're banning them through pressure because we have a platform. So we're exposing their atrocities, and then they are banning themselves. That's actually what's happening. I mean, all these college professors and hospital doctors and nurses. Now, these hospital conglomerates, does anybody believe any of them are right wing? Are they? None of them are. Aaron, when you're ready, send me a note. Otherwise, I can't be looking at you. But anyway, just send me a note whenever you're ready, and I'll know. Just interrupt me. Just don't worry about interrupting me. Send me a note, and I'll know that we can go back. Will, we're still going to use this, though. Okay, we'll still launch from here, and we'll go back. But I'm talking about now, we've had all of these doctors and nurses that have been fired. All of these teachers have been fired. Now, who fired them? The right or the left? Wasn't the right. So how are we banning speech? I mean, these hospital conglomerations, you look at Mary Tyler Bowden, who's still basically in legal wranglings with Houston Methodist Hospital, whatever it is, part of these giant medical consortiums. So we expose these doctors and nurses. There's a nurse right now who's suspended because she exposed her doctor celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination. So all these doctors and nurses and teachers that have been fired by who? Now, we were fired by leftists. We were banned by leftists. Leftists are being fired and banned by leftists. Well, all we're doing is sending the leftists the videos. That's all we're doing. Does anybody believe that any school board, I mean, there are exceptions, but they are few and they are very far between. Any school boards, even here in Sarasota County, our school board is not hard right.
No.
None of them are.
No.
But they're firing teachers. And basically, you can ask any two. We got a teacher in the room right here. Will's a teacher. 97% are teachers. That was the last stat I heard. Are registered Democrats. So these teachers who are being fired, now you have teacher, and then who becomes the people that fire teachers? Other teachers. Mm-hmm. They get promoted, and they're the ones who end up firing teachers. So it's leftists firing leftists by our pressure. We're not firing anybody. They can choose not to. Nexstar could have, and Sinclair could have aired Jimmy Kimmel. They could have. There's nobody stopped them. They took them down. I want everybody to see the nuance here. And here's the flip side of it all, is right here. You have the banning of speech, and then you have, this is when you know that your country's gone. Okay? Did I think that our country took a major step backwards when we're not going to enforce Section 230? Because for all intents and purposes, Facebook does have the right to take down what they want if they're a publisher. Mm-hmm. But not if you're a platform. So a private company can do whatever they want. But aren't there exceptions to that rule? Because the example that I always use, if you own an apartment complex, can you say no black people or no white people? Can you do that? No, you can't, even though that's a private company, right? So there are, understand all the nuances. Problem is now where they are in Great Britain when it comes to speech. Countries with the highest number of arrests for online comments. Here's the numbers. I actually have them all right here. This is the top part, and I got the bottom part. The highest number of arrests for online comments, not online instigations to violence. And again, who will be the arbiter of instigation? But not even for that. Not for online terror recruitment. Not for online pornography. Online comments. These are online comments. In 2023, here's the stats. Great Britain, 12,183. Now they're above 14,000 per year as they exclaim the virtue of their democracy. Listen, sometimes Piers Morgan does good. Sometimes Piers Morgan does bad. But he still espouses we have free speech. How do you have free speech, Piers? when you can be arrested for?
Yeah.
Will Smith said it.
Yeah,
speech. How do you have free speech when you can be arrested for speech? And again, you have to walk the pseudo line of nuance, although it's just simple common sense. If you're on there saying, I am Hamas, we're going to blow up this building on Tuesday, who's with me? That's not free speech.
Right.
That's actually committing an assault. Okay, but free speech is being able to say low IQ inbred Pakistani.
Yep.
That you're allowed to do that. And I really hate that my 12-year-old daughter was raped by an inbred low IQ Pakistani. You'll be arrested for that. You'll be arrested for addressing the facts about the perpetrator of your daughter's rape. And that has already happened in Great Britain. Belarus, which is, for all intents and purposes, Russia. 6,000. Russia, Russia, Russia. They're the most horrible thing in the world, right? But really, Belarus and Russia, they're like this. Really, one and the same. 6,000 in Russia, so half of the UK. Germany, 3,000. Another democracy with free speech. China, 1,500. We think China's bad. You're safer with your speech in China than you are in countries with pseudo-constitutions and charters of rights. Russia, 400. So now you have 14,000 per year in the UK, and Russia's still at 400, Poland at 300. Thailand, where they cut your hand off for theft, you get your hand cut off for theft, but you don't get arrested for online comments, as it should be. Brazil, 200. I got the others here. Syria, 146. India, 100. Iran, that we just had to bomb into oblivion, 100. Hmm. See, again, you're safer. Your speech is safer, and what you say, you are safer saying whatever you want to say in Iran than Great Britain. In France, 54. So good job with France there. USA, 50. Should be zero. Vietnam, 45. Egypt, 20. Saudi Arabia, 15. Azerbaijan, 13. Hungary, 10. There you go. That's the flip side of it. That's how you know it's actually legal. All right, we're going to go back. Try it again. Go all the way back to
Chuck Schumer.
Chucky Schumer, America video. Let's try it again. Play it for me.
These lies. These lies. Continue.
No good. All right, so we're going to have to flip around here and find things to talk about for the next 13 minutes. Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Go up to this one, Will. Go, Aaron. Will, you're going to have to be the star of the show tonight. Be ready, because we have no video, so we're going to have to go all tweets. All right, so go to America AF Tweet. And hardly, and the great thing about tonight's show is I have hardly any tweets to talk about. So we're going to do the best we can. All right, you got that? America AF Tweet. It's like a couple up from where we are.
Gotcha.
All right, load it up for me, side by side it. Let me know we're good. Here we go. There she is. That right there is Olivia Julian. American AF breaking, liberal influencer Olivia Juliana is demanding students across America to skip lunch. This girl is advocating for American students to skip lunch and walk out of school to protest Jimmy Kimmel's show, Getting Canceled. You don't get any better than this. You talk about being oblivious. I mean, literally, you talk about pure oblivion as a party. That you had, this, by the way, is their Charlie Kirk. This is their Charlie Kirk. This is who they were trying to use to rival Charlie Kirk. This is who they were trying to use to recruit new male voters. That's the left. That's how smart the left is. Let's see. Who can we get to register young men to vote Democrat? That's who they pick. And now she is. Now, if you're going to pick somebody to advocate for people to skip meals, find somebody who has ever skipped a meal in their life. Because obviously Olivia has never skipped a meal in her life, but is advocating for America's youth to skip lunch to protest Jimmy Kimmel's being fired. I mean, again, talk about just absolute blindness to culture. All right, let's just go ahead. Hey, here's a couple tweets. Go to Eric Doherty, breaking U.S. House rejects, and Eric Doherty, Fox News reports. We can do those. Let me know when you go. Ah, there you go. Great job, Will. Will's on target. We're hitting this thing. All right, Eric Doherty tweet. Breaking, U.S. House rejects. Where I'm having to jump off of Jimmy Kimmel because the rest of that I got is videos. So it's a bunch of hypocrisy. Maybe we'll get back to it. Maybe we won't. But anyway, so there was a vote. Did everybody know there was a vote to remove Ilhan Omar off of her committees and to censure her? I always want to say censor, but it's censure, as I believe is how it's pronounced.
Yeah, yep.
So there was a vote to do that. Now, you think that would be easy because Who has the majority in the House? Because we have the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. So I'm assuming that we're in the majority. Am I correct? Of course. Yeah, we have the majority in the House. So it would pretty much be a sure thing to get Ilhan Omar censured and removed off of her committees. Would everybody agree? I mean, that would have to take place, right? It would, but it didn't. Why? Because it's like I've told you, and everybody already knows, this is a red-pilled audience. You already know most Republicans are not Republicans. Most Republicans are center-left. That's what they are. They're actually center-left. That's why they're so usable. They're so, hearkening back to that those two words, useful idiots for the left. Because they are already in the left. They are leftists. You're like, but they say right-wing things. But have you ever noticed they never legislate right-wing things? You ever notice how when Trump isn't there, Mike Johnson does the bidding of the Democratic Party? I mean, Mike Johnson increased spending with Joe Biden. Was glad to do it. Increased money for Planned Parenthood. Increased money for transgender surgeries under Joe Biden. And then when Trump comes in, suddenly he becomes a conservative so he can stay in office. Why would he want to stay in office? Because he actually wants to hold that seat so that a legitimate conservative can't come in there, because Mike Johnson's constituency, his district, is conservative, and they think he's conservative because nobody pays attention, because they have a life and they're working. Nobody pays attention to how he actually legislates in comparison to how he campaigns. And that's not, listen, and I'm not bad-mouthing that with Americans. Americans are hardworking people, and I didn't know either. Told you, I wasn't red-pilled till 5 years ago. I was a good, solid Christian nationalist, but I was certainly not red-pilled. I believe 9/11 was done by the jihadis. I believed it. I mean, 5 years ago, that's what I believed. 100% was the jihadis. I could give you a list of things that I believe that I no longer believe. I believe that everything was a good guy and a bad guy. Israel was always good. I believe that we were the good guys, and that World War II, Pearl Harbor was just this unexpected attack. We knew 7 days in advance. I believed all these things, and now I know different. And so things are just way different than everybody thinks that they are. So normal, everyday Americans who are working for a living, me, this is my work. I'm either preparing messages, memorizing Bible verses, or prepping for podcasts. That's all I do. Many other people, they got 8, 9, 10 hours a day blocked out. They're working, so they don't have time to track what Mike Johnson does. Luckily, I do. And you just tune into this podcast, and I'll tell you, because he legislates way different than he campaigns, except when Donald Trump is hovering over him. Now Donald Trump's hovering over him, Mike Johnson becomes a conservative again, very oddly and very strange. It's as if he's honeypotted. So why in the world why didn't Mike Johnson's House censure Ilhan Omar and remove her off her committees? Why didn't that happen? Breaking: U.S. House rejects removing Ilhan Omar from her committees and censuring her after she justified Charlie Kirk's assassination. She said that he was killed by the Frankenstein that he created.
Yep.
That's what she said. And he wasn't, and she was not removed off her committees and was not censured by Republicans after she said that. 4 Republicans joined the Democrats. Well, who were those 4? Go to the next one for me. So here we are. Here they are. Eric Doherty again. Fox News reports that the Republicans are Mike Flood, Tom McClintock, Jeff Hurd, Colorado, and here's the puke fest, Corey Mills, Florida. It was already, and allegedly, the deal that was brokered was that Corey Mills got some stolen valor problems behind the scenes, and is allegedly said that he's, done some military things he didn't actually do. And there was a deal brokered to get his vote. If you notice, the vote was, 214, 213. So if 2 of these guys changed, and then she's off her committees and is censured, as she should be, for saying that Charlie Kirk was basically killed by himself. Okay? So, but Corey Mills, allegedly the deal is that, if you guys drop the stolen valor stuff, then I'll vote against censoring Ilhan Omar. And that's what happened. Mm. Allegedly. So Corey Mills is, he turned off of all of his social media responses today as a Republican. We never do that. That's all. That is a tactic of the left. They put out stuff and they're getting ratioed and they turn off their responses. We never do that. He was actually forced into doing that today. Yeah. Turning off his responses because he was absolutely getting ratioed into oblivion. I did the exact, I sent into him. I'm like, because what he did was he sent out a post today of the celebrating the birthday of the United States Air Force. And basically everyone was like, nice try. What about Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
Nice try. It was. It's a pure deflection. All right, we're going to try again. Going back to Chuckie Schumer one more time. Or are you going to go to Tom Tillis? You want to try Tillis?
Well, we can try.
Go Schumer.
Schumer? All right.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
This is okay. Pick one.
Switch back. There you go. All right.
These lies continue.
We are done with videos. Let me see if I got anything else to discuss here tonight that's not a video. So I think we might be. Let me see. I'm flipping through. Oh, yeah. Go to that one. We'll go to that one. So Donald Trump will just go trip it. Hey, you know what? I could count all these as done slides now.
True.
Done.
True.
They're done. Okay. I'm actually getting through the show tonight. Let me see how much I got as far as. Not much. Okay. Not much.
We'll,
all right.
We'll just do that for going forward. Right, if you got a huge show, we'll just.
Yeah, we got any tweets. You know, get whatever tweet I've got next, if any. I don't see a. Oh, I got
yeah,
a.
Mark,
I got a.
Mark Levin.
I got a Mark Levin tweet I can do. I'm looking down here. Let me see. No, we're not doing too good.
Looks like about it.
That's going to be about it. So the show's going to be short tonight, everybody. I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Of course, this is exactly what needs to happen. He needs to also add BLM. You can add, you know, many of these other, like the armed queers of Salt Lake City. You can add them in there too. And now there has been, if I'm hearing correctly, at least a tacit connection between armed queers of Salt Lake City and Tyler Robinson. That's the rumor that I've heard. Man, I've got a lot of stuff on Tyler Robinson tonight. I've got all kinds of stuff, but it's every last one of them. Our videos. So I just don't have, we're just completely broke down on the video side of things. So, we're just, you know, I don't have much on it, but the one other thing I want to say about Trump before we go is Trump is now, as you heard in the pregame, Trump is trying to get back Bagram Air Force Base. That needs to be taken back by force if necessary. And you're like, Tom, you're so anti-war. I'm very anti-war. Bagram never needed to be surrendered to begin with. Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Trump is time. This is the greatness of Trump. I haven't been able to sing Trump's praises a whole lot lately because of the tragedy with Charlie Kirk. But Bagram Air Force Base is where? It's in northern Afghanistan. It is about, if Trump said, 100 miles from where they mix uranium in China or where they build their nuclear weapons in China. Bagram also is impenetrable. Why was it ever given up? Well, because, again, and I could spend an hour on Afghanistan, but why was Bagram Air Force Base? You know, we had all of our, you had the Abbey Gate debacle, the complete and total debacle of the evacuation of Afghanistan. But Bagram, and then you had the $86 billion worth of high-tech American military equipment left, you know, to make Afghanistan their People's Liberation Army, their PLA, the 26th largest army on the planet overnight. That was all done by the Biden administration. You had the people falling off the planes, people, you know, so forth and so on. The retaliatory drone strikes against the family of 10. That had nothing to do with the Abbey Gate. Bombing, nothing. You had the Unabomber at Abbey Gate. I just can't help but go over it. You had the Unabomber at Abbey Gate. They knew about that attack 12 hours in advance. McKenzie did nothing about it. Lloyd Austin did nothing about it. Mark Milley did nothing about it. Joe Biden did nothing about it. Kamala did nothing about it. They did absolutely nothing about it. Then actually had the Unabomber in their sights and would not give the command to the sniper to fire. That's the Biden administration. Then you had Hamid Karzai Airport. And the Taliban said, you know, we'll give you the airport for evacuation purposes. And what did Biden do? He turned it down. So we end up with the Abbey Gate disaster. Why would you turn it down? It's as if you wanted there to be a disaster, because they do. Why? Because China wants Bagram. China now pretty much owns all the mineral rights to Afghanistan to begin with. China's army is the same thing as the Afghan army, the People's Liberation Army. So why would Biden do this? It's a payoff to China, because China gave Hunter Biden $1.4 billion to spread around to the Biden's various consultants and their 23 shell corporations. Remember the trip in 2014 over to China on Air Force Two with Hunter and Joe, sipping champagnes with Xi Jinping. And they received, Hunter Biden received $1.4 billion for his consultancy fees from CCP-controlled banks. And then lo and behold, Biden makes Afghanistan the 26th largest military overnight. See, everything's a lie, folks. It wasn't a debacle. It was a purposeful disaster. They left that equipment there as a payoff for the $1.4 billion that was given to Biden. He gave them $86 billion back. And Bagram Air Force Base. Bagram Air Force Base is one of the most strategically important Air Force Base, not Air Force Bases, military bases on the planet. On the planet. And it was given up. Why? Because it's 100 miles from where they build nuclear weapons in China, according to Donald J. Trump. So it's a payoff from the Biden administration to China so that China doesn't tell the world that they bought off Joe Biden $1.4 billion back in 2014. Now, I'm not going to have time to get into this because we have no videos. So I have a lot on this, but we'll just call it. But I was going to do a Mark Levin thing on the whole, the Israel argument when it comes to the Charlie Kirk shooting, got a whole segment on that, got a whole segment on Destiny, but it's all video stuff. So, and our video thing is just busted tonight. But anyway, so 10:02, it's not too bad. It's way shorter than normal, but whatever. All right. Rumble rants tonight. Conservative Warrior, $65, $10. Nitsua, $10. Thank you guys so much for the rant. Sorry for the crappy show. Tech just took a dump. I don't know. We don't have no idea what the problem is. We'll have it fixed by tomorrow. But anyway, sorry about that. Love you guys in the rant. There's not going to be a post game because we have no videos.
We got a post game. I loaded it.
Oh, the post game, I guess, does work. So I guess the post game will work. So stick around for the post game. So there's the last videos you see from the TLP tonight. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.